I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy backstage at Watch What Happens Live. About to get my makeup done. I'm chewing very fruity, sugar-free Starburst bubblegum. And speaking of bubblegum, my guest tonight is no stranger to a piece of bubblegum you might be interested to know. She is Sarah Jessica Parker. I always love it when she comes on. And to me, I always have so much to talk to her about that I just kind of always want her to myself. So we wind up having her on alone. We're getting some unwanted hairs off my face right now. And so I'm so excited that she's here. We had dinner last night, but you know what? It wasn't enough for me. Tonight we're going to have more of a Kiki. And actually, when I have her on the show, I get to ask her things that I just kind of like fan things that I wouldn't typically ask her if we were hanging out. You know what I'm saying? So tonight is that night. And hopefully I'm going to be auditioning for the role of Samantha on Sex and the City. We'll see how that goes. All right. See you in the clubhouse.
As a professional child, she played Annie, and I'm in my 40s and need a nanny. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sarah Jessica Parker now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with one of my fave people to ever walk the earth in flawless shoes. She is the Emmy Award-winning star of the hit HBO comedy Divorce, and I pray she never, ever breaks up with me. Welcome back to the Clubhouse, my friend, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hi. Great to see you.
And I love your SJP collection shoes, by the way. Super sparkly, and I like the way you did your hair. You look real pretty.
We were desperate for your approval.
Yes, well, you
everything,
have it.
Yeah, everything. Will Andy approve? Will he like it? How will we know? Will it be clear cut?
It's perfect.
Will he give a
or yes,
will he give
right
a...
when I walked in the room. Over at the bar is nobody yet, but SJ, that's because we have a surprise for you coming up that I think you're going to love. Let's get started. By the way,
Remember the guy who was a speed talker and he does all the commercials? And
yes.
You've become...
Sometimes, because I want to get
so
to it.
So much to say.
I know, there's so much to say.
I know.
We are so upset. You and I both had our favorite day, I think, of last year, was the eclipse. And I loved your reaction to the eclipse.
Did you really?
I did love it.
Okay.
No, I did love it. We made a dramatic remix of it. Take
Lordy.
A look.
Oh, my God, this is the most...
spectacular light I've ever seen. It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
Oh, God. Oh.
There's a corona.
It doesn't happen a lot.
I do. I was freaking out as
like,
much
I'm
as...
I'm so ashamed.
Why?
Because I did know. It's like we were on an alternate universe, and then I got home, and people were like, you really enjoyed that eclipse.
Well, I was right with
and
you.
And I, okay, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was...
Well,
I
by
had
the way, we signed up
also.
For all, like, the
all
next
eclipse
four.
Really
we're,
good.
Like, all booked.
I'm coming. On the first of every month, I email you, and I say, what does rabbit mean again? On the
yeah,
first
we're
of
getting
every...
close.
Right, exactly. You say it for good luck. On the first of every month on your Instagram, here's a reminder.
Oh, geez.
August 1st.
Rabbit. Hey, I didn't forget everybody. Rabbit.
Okay, tomorrow is the first of the month. Can you give us one? Can you look into
well,
your camera?
I'll give you... It doesn't really count because it's not yet midnight. I typically try to do it at 12:02.
Okay, well, maybe on the
but,
after show.
But if we can stretch this show out long enough.
Maybe on the after show. Ooh,
well,
I like it.
Aren't you all lucky?
Yes. by the way, in a serious...
But I will stay here and wait with this audience
okay,
until
good. 12:02. Okay, good. All right. We may be live on BravoTV.com for a half hour after show.
Are.
It's unprecedented.
Okay, great.
We were shocked to learn that Lisa Vanderpump's beloved Jiggy had an oxygen failure in Aspen. He's okay, but here he is being rushed on a private plane to a hospital, and he's in an oxygen tent. We are sending love to Jiggy. While we await your questions for Sarah Jessica Parker, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when she's at a star-studded event, SJP always has other celebs swarming around her. She's like a queen bee who's also sweet as honey, and I bet she'd get hives if she ever forgot a name. Does this seem like a lot of bee puns? You'll see why in a sec, because here's what, SJ, now that you're a little buzz, let's play SJB. I'll show you some pics of you posing with some celebrities, and you have to remember whose face is under the B, okay?
Okay.
So take a look here. Who's under the B? Any idea?
1987. The guy who's on Richard Blade?
Nope, it is Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my!
Good question. Okay, here we are in 1999. Any idea?
Absolutely not. None.
It is Marilyn Oprah. Okay, this was taken in 99. Any idea, 1999?
Is he in Scrubs? Is he a medical professional?
He's not a medical professional.
Oh. Well, it's a basketball player, so I'm going to say it's Derek Jeter. Actually, it's a baseball player.
Yes,
it's
very good.
It's Derek Jeter.
Okay, here we are in 1999.
Interesting, the ones I remember.
I know, exactly. Do you remember these two?
I was at the White House. I won't say that, like, I mean, it was a fun, it was something. And to bring awareness for something, but not to recall.
It is Bill and Hillary.
Yes!
Okay, what about here? Any idea?
Boys to Men.
Is
mean,
it the
is
gals
it like
from Sex
in
the City? It's
like
insane. You got it right.
If you had asked me, like, if my life depended on, like, if it all hung in the balance,
yes.
Have you ever met? I would say absolutely not.
And there you go. Okay, what about here? This is 1999 was a big year for you. Any idea there?
Chris Noth.
Is it? Yes. Okay. What about here? 2003.
That's Kim on my left, the audience right, and that's, I'm going to guess that's Kristen?
It is not. It's Kristen Johnson and Amy Sedaris.
No way!
Isn't that cute? Okay, very good. Thank you for playing.
I'm pretty bad.
I think you did good. No, it's good. People don't score high usually in that game. Okay. Second, Sarah Jessica Parker is not just a celebrated actress, producer, and style icon. She's also a professional perfumer. And, folks, she smells like the angel of a unicorn who's baking cookies, but also kind of sexy. Here's what I want to find. And she's wearing Stash right now. She just sprayed it all over and on me, and we smell great. I want to find out what other people smell like as we play. Who gonna smell me, boo? SJ, I'm going to show you a former co-star. You you tell us what musk that person gives off, okay? What does Bette Midler smell like?
Divine.
Okay, very good. What does Matthew McConaughey smell like?
Living.
What does Miss Keaton smell like from The Family Stone?
Suiting.
Suiting. First Wives Club.
Cotton. Poplin suiting.
How about Goldie? Sunshine?
Fabulous.
What about Nicolas Cage? Who you once dated.
He smells showered. Showered.
Okay. What about, I didn't realize you co-starred with Naomi Campbell in Naomi Rhapsody.
Oh, she played a role. She smells super.
Yes. Super. Thank you very much, SJP. Finally, I was saddened by rumors that there would be no more Sex and the City movies because Kim Cattrall had decided not to return. But I was even more saddened by the fact that, SJ, you've gone on some talk shows recently, said it's possible the role of Samantha could be recast, and you've offered the part to two other talk shows, Ellen DeGeneres and Stephen Colbert. What? I don't see it. Here's what. If you remember, my dad played the part of Samantha once when you were here. Take a look at this.
I think this is the last time I was on.
I try anything once.
Awesome. Yes, he was great. Now, I would like to throw my wig into the ring and audition to play Samantha in the film.
Wait, okay. Are you going to ask me to read?
Yes, I'm going to ask you to read.
I didn't bring my glasses.
Can you see on here?
Oh, yeah, yes, that's
okay,
much better.
Come on over here.
Are we switching seats?
Yes, we're just coming over here. Okay.
So I'm playing me?
You're playing you.
Okay.
You're playing Carrie. And I'm playing Samantha. Okay. Season 5, episode 4, entitled Cover Girl. Okay, come closer. Okay.
I'm playing Carrie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Samantha, I really appreciate the help. But you and I have very different ideas about what's sexy.
This is about the blowjob, isn't it?
What?
One little blowjob and I'm a hooker with no taste?
No. This isn't about the blowjob. It's time for ladies my age to cover up. You know, we can't get away with the same stuff we used to get away with.
Aha! Uh-huh. Meaning blowjobs. Meaning blowjobs.
Oh, I had to do that again. Okay. Oh, Jesus, again with the blowjobs. Did we really say blowjobs that many times?
Yes.
What is your problem? Why do you need to say blowjobs so much?
I'm not blind. I saw that look in your eye in my office.
What look?
That judgmental look.
No, that wasn't judgment. That was shock.
Are you telling me you have no judgment about me and the Worldwide Express guy? I did do it with a FedEx guy once, and that's why she's looking at me funny. I did it with a FedEx guy once. Okay, we broke character. Go on.
We broke the fourth wall.
Yeah.
No judgment, but I do have a question. Will this relationship be priority overnight? Or next day delivery?
If I walked in on you giving a blowjob to
never
a Worldwide Express guy...
Never would happen.
That's what you said. You would never do it.
Oh, you would never walk in on me because that is something I would never do. I didn't know that was my line.
There. I can't believe you would judge me after everything we've been through.
No, I know. It's
I will
unfair.
Not be judged by you or society. I'll wear whatever and blow whomever I want as long as I can breathe and kneel. And sing. Everyone everywhere on Twitter wants to know what necklace you're wearing.
Oh, well, you know, this is a delightful story. I was on Instagram earlier. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It's a social media platform.
Okay.
And you can post a photograph and learn about other people. And it was a little ad for Thomas Mayer, the designer.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, wouldn't that be nice to wear for Andy tonight because I love him so much.
Oh.
And we managed to snag one. It's in my custodial care.
I love it.
Until about 12:02.
I love it. Rabbit. Wait, but also stand up because I want to see this. I love your jacket too.
Well, this too. This too is, this is Tom Brown, but this also, this is not my own either.
Wow, I love
it's,
it.
I'm a lie from, the right. shoes are mine and the trousers yes. are mine and the shirt's mine, I bought it at thrift shop.
Speaking of, someone tweeted, what's your favorite item of clothing that you have from a thrift shop?
Well, this I like a lot, except I lost a button last night.
Oh.
So I've
but
devised...
last night we were at dinner and you were wearing
and I had
a different shirt
a kilt,
with a safety pin.
No, it's the same shirt I was wearing oh. last night, too.
Sweetie.
And I put a kilt pin in it.
Oh, you did? Oh, that was cute.
Yeah. I like this shirt a lot. It was affordable and it's, for the most part, it sustained...
By the way, itself. I am two episodes into Divorce, and I'm yeah. really loving it, and it's funny, and it's light. I love it that the season started and you're divorced. I'm really loving it. And how did I do on my Samantha audition?
No, you were great, and I'm willing to go on the record and say that I think
you'd consider me.
I think you're more suited, certainly, than Stephen Colbert.
Okay, yes.
That Ellen's actually interested in. Fact, right. she might have passed. So
what
the part
about,
by default is yours.
What about, what would you think about Sharon Stone assuming the role of Samantha?
I think you're not the first person that said it. And
it's not the
no,
worst.
No, I mean, I'm yeah. not saying that to
no,
be
I
like.
Know. But it ain't really a bad idea, right?
No, I think it's a really interesting idea, yeah.
People tweeted and said, would you consider her? Like, because by the way, we love Kim Cattrall in that role. Would you mm-hmm. would you guys ever consider writing a part three where Samantha is not around or has passed away or something?
I think once everybody has thoroughly experienced the grieving process, then Michael Patrick can go back and sort of ponder what he might want to do
right.
and how he might want to proceed.
Right. Okay.
That's the most clear answer I've given yet. I think about this when I go home sometimes and I've done such a lousy job answering any question about Sex and City 3 and I was like, you know, I've got to carve out time tomorrow to really come up with a better answer. And I keep forgetting to do that.
Right. No, but that was good. That was
okay.
very concise.
Okay.
Ms. Demure is on the line for you. What's your question, Ms. Demure?
Hello, Andy, darling. You're Hi. Looking absolutely fabulous with your polka dot tie. Looking Aww. Very, very dapper. Hello, Jessica, darling.
Hello, Ms. Demure.
What's your question?
Oh, my God. You're looking very today chic.
What's your question?
Merci
Real quick.
Beaucoup.
Yes. My question is, what is your favorite memory from your first TV show, Square Peg?
Oh, wow. I guess the day I turned 18 on that show really quickly, and they gave me a tiny frame, and inside the frame was my work permit. They had burned it because I no longer needed it because
oh.
I was 18, and they put it inside what I didn't know at the time was a cocaine vial, and and it said. You know, not a minor anything anymore or something.
Wow.
And I was
that's
so like,
80s.
Oh my God, that's so
Do you
delightful.
Still have
it? I showed it to everybody.
Do you still have it?
And people were like, yes, of course.
Oh my God,
yeah.
that's amazing.
Yeah, but that's a good memory. But
amazing.
The people were, you know,
yeah.
equally as yes. memorable.
It's time for my surprise for
oh
Sarah
God,
Jessica
God,
Parker.
Terrified.
It's the first annual SJP OMG drag pageant. Yeah. And there's our doorbell. Oh my God, it's queen tested number one, Carrie Dragshaw as Carrie Bradshaw. Oh my God, there she is, come on over.
I couldn't help but wonder, in matters of the heart, are we ever really in charge? Or are we destined to just watch what happens live?
Carrie Dragshaw, oh my God. Next, it's Heidi Ho as Meredith Morton from The Family Stone. It's the tray of eggs.
I'm just as good as any of you. What makes you guys so great anyway?
Thank you very much, Heidi Ho from Family Stone.
It's Chelsea from the
Oh
other.
My God, finally it's Chelsea Beers as Sarah Sanderson from Hocus Pocus. Chelsea Beers.
I am beautiful. Boys will love me.
Thank you very much. That is amazing. We figured if anyone deserved a clubhouse drag pageant, it was you. Come on over, queens, because we want to do a Shotski.
You ladies.
It's time to do a Shotski, queens. Grab this Shotski. SJ, I have shots for us, too.
Of course, of course.
Okay.
No
Come
glories.
Here. It's Wednesday night.
Oh my God.
Okay,
ladies,
on the count of
thank
three.
You. Thank
One,
you.
Two,
you all.
Three. Cheers. And SJ follows Carrie Dragshaw on Instagram.
I do.
And
Carrie Dragshaw, just yes. because you, one must appreciate the entire person, is, can I say, is Dan
yeah.
Clay.
Oh, God.
And it's what you have done, what she, he, shim has done
oh,
today
yeah.
is nothing. If you go look at Dan's Instagram page, it's kind of staggering what he does.
He the recreates details, Carrie like, Bradshaw's clothes.
And then writes an exquisite, he writes a soliloquy, he writes an aria.
Yes.
And it's really amazing. Yes, so it's a real, it's
Thank
such a treat
so
that
much.
You're here.
Oh,
it's such a treat. I know
pleasure.
People that have met you, but I've never met you.
Oh, and you've
yeah.
never met. Oh,
no.
This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very
Fresh
good.
Success.
Oh, my God. By the way, is the shoe store still open in New York City?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
Oh, not right now. Hmm. We hope it's coming back.
Hmm,
okay.
Yes.
Very good. All right.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Okay.
You're gonna talk about
I'm just
else.
Flipping through. Do okay. you order Cosmos when you go out? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Who's your
sometimes.
Favorite designer right now?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, yeah,
favorites.
No. Your hair looks amazing. Is it all yours, Laura
I
W. Wants
Serge Normand.
Okay.
Is helpful.
Yes, very good.
Team of experts.
In the after show, I want to know what your divorce character, Francis's Housewives tagline would be, okay?
Oh,
we're going to do
wow.
that in the after show.
Ample time.
Yes. Right now,
okay.
the moment has arrived for you to choose a winner mm-hmm. in our first annual Carrie Dragshaw. SJP OMG drag pageant.
So we'll be here next year at the same time.
Yes, absolutely.
January 31st.
Here you go.
Okay,
who are you
now,
crowning?
Well, listen, only because of time spent and devotion, you ladies were incredible.
We love you.
Yes.
Nothing
Better.
Wrong with your interpretation. You're gifted and skilled, but out of just appreciation and respect for the hours of time that you should have spent doing other things.
So many other things.
With adoration and affection.
The after show with Sarah Jessica Parker. The show is Divorce on HBO Sunday nights at 10. Don't forget they're releasing this Sunday's episode Friday at dawn, so you can get ahead of it. Behind the bar, it is Carrie Dragshaw, Heidi Ho, and Chelsea Piers as various incarnations of Carrie Bradshaw. And you can
recently
follow.
Recently crowned.
The honor of my life.
Is it wrong that I'm kind of attracted to Carrie Dragshaw?
It's okay. Embrace the fluidity.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No. First time you heard that?
Yes.
Is that the first time?
No, maybe
I'll tell you what it means later.
Oh, yeah. Let's
it's
go
cool.
back
it's
to the phones.
Cool.
Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Andres from Florida.
Hey, what's your question?
Just heard Florida.
Hey, Sarah, so question. When you walk by the barnstone that Carrie Bradshaw had in the West Village, do you ever... you know, kind of like stand and reminisce on old times, or do you just walk by it?
I don't stand in front of it, only because there's usually so many other people standing in front of
Literally
it.
Literally every day.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's really nice.
It's in our neighborhood.
Yeah, it's in our neighborhood, and you know it well, Dan. But the memories are so vivid that I don't need to stand in front of that particular facade to recall all the amazing experiences I had playing that part in that cast and in our city that we love, so.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Adam in Boston.
Hey, Adam, what's your question for Sarah Jessica Parker?
Hi, Sarah Jessica, love you. I was wondering if you can spill any plot points from the Sex and the City 3 script, like one little thing, and also I'm available, willing, and able to play Samantha.
Oh! Did you not just see Andy try out for that very role?
Nailed it.
A plot point or a little morsel, only because it still could, you know, so I'll just say it was damn good.
Wow. Wow.
Ooh, cuts like a knife.
I know.
Cuts like a knife.
Willie Garson tweeted
and
said, would it at all be possible for SJP to love me any more than she already does?
No, it's not possible to love Willie Garson any more than I do, Stanford Blatch.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Brandon from Kansas City.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi, Sarah Jessica Parker. This is awesome.
Hi, Brandon.
I wanted to Hi. I wanted to know, Golden Globes, recently, you reunited with Hugh Grant, your co-star.
From that terrific
what was that like after so many years?
Cinema experience called Don't Worry About the Morgans, They're Gonna Be Fine.
Right.
I don't even know what it was. I love Hugh. I love him. Any occasion that I get to see him, he lives far away, so it was such a treat to present with him and spend time with him. And he always calls him me pal.
My mate.
Even though he's not from Australia.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
I came and visited you guys on the set in New Mexico.
Yeah, in Santa Fe.
And we had a fun... The three of us went out
for dinner. Yeah, I think we went out. Yeah,
that was really fun.
He's great. Where's the camera? I love him. He's great. He's wonderful.
It's so unexpected
he has six kids. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he has more children than he caught up very quickly and then.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hello, this is Matt Johns from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, what's your question?
Hello, Queen SJP.
Matt.
I would love to know. I love the show Divorce. I'm obsessed. And I would love to know. What was your favorite scene from either seasons one or two that you loved filming?
I'm very bad at picking favorites and anecdotes from. I've never been good at it. Another thing I've got to work on, but I would just say generally I love working so much with Thomas Hayden Church, a fellow Texan. I love playing opposite him. I never know what he's going to do. It's really surprising. And as an actor, it's just exactly what you want. So those are, in some ways, my favorite scenes. But then I have these two amazing women. I have Molly Shannon and Talia Balsam. So time spent with them is really wonderful. It's great to work with women.
I love seeing you and Molly and Talia together.
Yeah,
it's so
really
fun.
I love it. I love it. I wish we had more.
And... can you think of a Housewives tagline for Francis?
Tagline for Francis. God.
My gallery.
Something.
My divorce.
I think it would be like...
Divorce is a bitch, so I don't have to be one.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
All fairness, someone just told me, Rizzo just said that in my ear. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Ronnie and John Michael, actually. We are calling from Hartford,
South Carolina.
Wait,
is it Ronnie or John Michael?
It's both of them together.
Oh, it's Ronnie and John Michael calling together?
Yes.
It's a party line.
Yes, we're both here. There's two of us. Actually, we just got engaged last week.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We were wanting to know where we should take a honeymoon.
Yes.
Oh, where should they take their honeymoon? Well, are you beach guys or city guys? I mean, you could do Paris, which is for lovers.
I actually lived in New York City before, and I'm from South Carolina, but John Michael is a small town country guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we're trying to have, like, us meet in the middle.
Okay, well, I mean,
well, you could go to Barcelona. That's on a beach, and it's a beautiful city.
It's the middle of somewhere.
Yes. If you want to stay domestic, you could go to Miami.
New Orleans. That's a great city.
Do you want to stay in the 48 states?
Do you want to stay?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
I feel like we're not going to solve this right now.
Yeah, I know.
But maybe we should get their contact information.
Let's each say a place, okay?
In the continental United States.
Let's each give a suggestion. My suggestion is Paris.
My suggestion is Idra in Greece.
Wow.
An island in Greece, and it's not fancy. It's if you want it to be fancy, it can be that, but it's like one of the most beautiful.
Yeah.
I've
been to Greece, and I've been to Mykonos a bunch, and I've never been to Santorini, which I always say when I'm deeply in love, and I'm kind of reserving Santorini for my honeymoon, so it's funny that you say that.
You can go on a hydrofoil from, you land in Athens, you can have a quick visit in Santorini and just see it for just and say, I was there, I saw it, I understand, and then move on to Idra.
Wow.
So that's good for you, too,
when the time comes. Yeah. Do you know something I don't?
No, I wish I did.
Is it coming soon?
It's coming.
It is. We've been talking about this for a long time.
If you build it.
Okay. Back to the phones. Three more calls. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Christine from Maryland.
Hey, Christine, what's your question?
We are so excited.
Aw.
Hi, the question is for both of you guys, actually. Will you be attending the Met Gala and getting ready with each other for the 2018 first Monday in May?
Oh, my God. Is it more important than the first Monday in October? The first Monday in October is the day the Supreme Court...
Yes.
Gets back together.
Yes,
fall
of course.
First
Monday in May is more important.
I have a feeling.
Funny because I actually emailed SJ like Saturday night. And I was like, are we going this year? I need to know what's happening.
And I said,
and you said,
a qualified.
You said, I think signs are looking good.
April.
Yes. You gave me a qualified. But then
signs
I found
are pointing
out,
to yes.
Yes, but then I found out last night at dinner that the theme is religion.
Yes, so but I also have thought of it as Sunday, your Sunday best.
Oh, okay. Put on your Sunday clothes.
So I feel like maybe there's some interpretation, like maybe we can mess with that idea.
Okay, good.
But I'm sure we'll hear from the viewers. Their opinions.
Okay, good. And will you give me your opinion about what I should wear in that as
well? I mean, I always am happy to...
Yes.
Share with you
like that.
All the things I don't.
Okay, good.
Opinion.
Yes. So
there's not no's and yeses.
Right.
I still
want
to. Yeah.
Guidance. Okay. Good. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. That'll be like our maybe fifth or sixth year.
Easily.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Back to the phones. Two more calls. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Sarah. It's Josh from Rochester, New York.
Hey, Josh. Is it cold up there?
Cold.
It's freezing.
Josh, do you have
you
a warm blanket?
I would love a blanket and a selfie.
A blanket and a selfie he wants. No, sweetie, it wasn't an offer. We just want to know that you're taken care of up there.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Well, so what's going
on? What's on your mind, Josh? Talk to us.
So I guess my question is, in all the movies that you've done, where do you rank The Family Stone, which is personally my favorite?
Yeah.
I love The Family Stone.
Yeah.
I think I love The Family Stone, first of all, because it was such a good experience, and I love that director and writer, Tom Bazooka, working with Diane Keaton. I mean, that cast was really... special, and my son was with me, and it was just a very memorable experience for a lot of reasons. But also, I think because it's people really love that movie, and it's become part of their family sort of holiday
tradition.
Yeah. So their affection for it, and like the way it's been integrated into people's lives, I think has made me love it even more. So I'm always so touched when
Where did you film that?
In Los Angeles.
In L.A.
And I was potty training my son at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you and I make love?
We might have made love when I was doing that movie.
So.
Yeah, remember you came out?
Yeah.
Remember I was like, shh, because the baby.
Right,
yeah.
Tell me about this ring. Tell me about this very sparkly ring.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Ring. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'd love to tell you about this ring.
Okay.
So this ring, I was in Russia last month,
right.
I think. And, you know, I like going to, like, flea markets and thrift shops and like that, and very hard to explain without having the Russian language at my lickety-split. And so I finally found a flea market in St. Petersburg on the way to the airport, a flea market way outside of St. Petersburg. Like, I mean a true flea market.
Okay.
And this ring was among, doesn't it look real?
Yes, it really does.
So someone that we both know, whose name shall remain quiet, silent, anonymous, really admired this ring, and I was so taken because this person has really real fancy jewelry.
Oh, I know who.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And she was like, what is that ring?
Yeah.
And I was like, and then she said, how many rubles? And I was like, oh, this is the moment. And because I was like, do I tell her it was like 15 rubles? Or do I say it was like 15,000?
Yes.
Or 150,000 rubles. But all of a sudden, they couldn't do the switch, the currency, in time. So I think I told her it was like $40. So then it became abundantly clear that
was it $40?
I think it was 20.
And did you,
isn't
wow.
Isn't it just spectacular,
it's amazing.
Though?
Yeah, like, it is amazing.
In my life. But I love it. This flea market was incredible. But the ring.
It's amazing.
This ring.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Hi. This is Christy from Winter Haven, Florida.
Hey, what's your question?
Christy?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, Andy, I love you.
Thank you.
You're just awesome.
Thanks.
And Sarah, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful. And I have watched you for years.
Oh, there's my camera, sorry.
Love your shoes.
Thank you.
And my question was, do you still keep in touch with Helen Hunt?
Oh.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yes. I don't, not because I don't. Like, I don't.
Right.
I just...
Never seen.
You know, our lives are just, I think she, lives in Los Angeles or even maybe in Hawaii.
Are you surprised what a thing Hocus Pocus has turned into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
I mean, like, it's trending for 3 days straight on Halloween. There you go.
Yes. And many people dressing up as I think they're going to do a thing.
They're doing a TV show.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Wow.
For families.
What? Oh, Bette Midler said it's going to be cheap.
She did?
Yes. She did. Isn't that funny?
Oh, I can't wait till I can say stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
I feel like you can.
No, I'm not. And I've got a few more years.
Okay, well, here's a good last question on that level.
Uh-oh.
What was your reaction to Kim Cattrall telling Piers Morgan that you were never friends, just colleagues?
Just... heartbroken. I mean, the whole week, you and I spoke about it endlessly, because I was just, I found it very upsetting, because that's not the way I recall our experience. So it's sad, but I'm kind of, I always think that what ties us together is this singular experience. It was a professional experience, but it became personal because it was years and years of our lives. So I'm hoping that sort of eclipses anything that's been recently spoken, that is
the work. Everybody will have the love for the show.
Have a professional, that many years spent doing something so special that people... had a connection with it.
Yes.
Such a privilege. So.
I mean, still are talking to you. By the way, regarding Sex and the City, Kerrigan with a C on Twitter said, in the Sex and the City episode where Carrie dates a much younger boy and plays Spin the Bottle with Alanis Morissette, the boy refers to your character as Kerrigan. All this time, was Carrie's name actually Kerrigan?
No, that's just a youthful, like...
Right.
Like a vernacular, like
right.
a thing.
Right.
No, I think I kiss Alanis Morissette on the mouth in that
episode.
You do. Yeah.
Yes. How many episodes...
I'm just kidding.
How many episodes of Divorce are there?
There's only eight.
There's only eight?
Yeah.
So we're three in
right
now?
We're three in, and... I just have to say people are loving it. It's so nice. It's so nice to hear.
Yeah, me too.
More people are watching it this year. It's
I
really
watched
exciting.
Two. I watched two last night, and I was like, oh, this
I think people are so happy that we're out of battle.
Yes.
You know, that all the promise is in front. Mm-hmm. You know, dating and kissing strangers and, managing 13-year-olds.
I love it. I want to thank Sarah Jessica Parker. The show is Divorced. You know what? I mean, it's 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes to. You want to stay 10 more minutes? Okay, we're going to stay 10 more minutes.
Yay! And the audience is like,
it's going to be the longest after show ever.
We should stay until. But here's the thing. I need to have a phone because I don't trust your clock. So what I have to do.
Oh, yeah, my watch is no good.
I have to do something. So don't say something to me. Don't expect. If you can say whatever you want to me at midnight, but don't expect an answer.
Okay.
Right. I'll walk you through this.
That's fine. All right. Uma M., I would love to hear the story about how Andy and SJP met.
I just told this story to somebody.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, you were a segment producer.
Oh, right.
For
yes.
CBS
yes.
Morning News.
Yeah.
Or CBS This Morning, right?
Yep.
And you were producing my segment, and I was late. Uncharacteristically late.
Yes.
Very late. Like, unbelievably
late.
Like,
literally, late. I was waiting in
like,
front
like,
of 57th Street. I was like, we are taking you right in.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm so sorry. I'm never late. And it was like 1992. And Carrie Dragshaw, I can't believe this story.
It was like
1992. And I was like, we ran upstairs. We ran you into the thing. Like Harry Smith interviewing you.
I think I was talking about UNICEF.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And we ran you right in.
And then we have mutual friends, and then, as I told somebody recently, then we started going on theater dates. Remember those theater
dates?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just you and me.
Dream dates.
Yeah.
I called them dream dates.
Yeah.
Because for me, I was going out on a date with Sarah Jessica Parker.
And I was
like,
going on a date.
This is a dream date. I was like, really? We're going on a dream date?
We went to a lot of theater.
Yes, and a ton.
I spent a decent amount of time telling you to
Quiet.
Speak a little more quietly in the theater.
That's true. She
I was
did.
Like,
she did. Okay, back to the phones. Calls are still coming in. Good. 877-33-BRAVO.
We should try to raise some money for a fundraiser right now, like a telephone.
Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Telephones. Remember telephones?
Hi, this is Dominique from New York. Andy,
Bobby?
I love you.
Dominique. What's your question?
Anyone could have made that mistake.
Sarah Jessica, I love you as well. Hey, Sarah Jessica, as a fellow bookworm, I want to know, what are you reading these days?
Do you know what I'm reading right now, Dominique? Thank you. I have a good BookShield story. One second. I am reading right now. This is interesting or not. I'm reading American Pastoral by Philip Roth. And I read, like, I think I read Goodbye Columbus when I was a little girl or, like, say, in 10th grade.
I think I've only read Portnoy's Complaint.
And I think I've read Portnoy's Complaint, but my husband has read every single Philip Roth book. And I just thought, like, it's time for me to dive into the Philip Roth canon. And so I am, and I'm really loving it. But I will say, if you don't want to read that, like, if that's not the mood you're in, there's a beautiful book by a Nigerian author whose name I don't want to butcher, but it's called Stay With Me. It's beautiful. Or you could read Exit West, or there's
Christa Dora, I loved so
Oh, I didn't
much.
Read that.
You will
Christa
love
Dora?
It. You will love it.
Okay, good. Oh. And there's a book called Sergio Y that Dominique might write like a lot.
There's an article right now on the New York Post, and it must be based on an interview that you did, or I don't know, but you just celebrated your 20th anniversary with Matthew.
Yeah.
And
I think we're about, in May, it'll be 21 years married.
Wow.
26
and it
years
was like,
together.
Why SJP and Matthew's marriage works so well or whatever. But you know, does it, isn't that kind of...
You're like, does it work?
No. isn't that, don't you feel kind of triumphant about that with, you know, I feel like the people have been trying to bring you down, like the press
people. Have been
people.
Trying to bring us up for years.
Yeah. So doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I mean...
Three kids, you're building a new house. Like, things are
good.
And
you've seen him lately.
Yes, and he looks snatched right now.
He
really does.
He really does. Yeah. I like him so much.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But you really do.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny. You are really amused by him.
I am.
He's a real, real particular sort. Right? Yeah. Am I right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But that's what makes him, like... in the world, so singular.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. Are you at all, do you feel at all like that there's a blemish in any way on your marriage that we shot the New York Housewives reunion at the old synagogue where you two got married? That's now a party space. Does that make you feel a little...
No, you know how I am, democracy. Yeah. Like, I love yes. you know.
Spreading it out.
Yes, yeah, yeah. yes. Nothing is mine. Nothing, you know. The memories can't touch. You can't infect a memory. That's, yeah. it stays in its most pure state.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I feel like I'm on one of those local.
Hi, Andy and Mayor Jessica. This is Megan in Richmond, Virginia. How are
Megan?
You guys?
Megan in Richmond, Virginia?
Oh, wow. Richmond, Virginia. I have a very dear friend. We used to go to Richmond all the time.
Wow.
Like, if I had a godmother.
Funny you say that.
If I had a godmother, that's where she lives.
Wow.
Well, so it's funny you say that because your sister babysat me.
Oh, Rachel? Rachel?
I do not remember her name, but my mother has told me since I was a kid, because I've been a fan
that's
of yours
a, oh
forever.
God, but the light was on for a second.
No, I know, but just
okay, so listen, Megan. Yes, it's very possible, because my sister was a student at VCU. And
yes, so
and she,
I think your friend, the person that you're referencing, worked with my mother.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah, now the light went off. Okay.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about the light. They follow you.
Yeah, we love Richmond. We spent a lot of Thanksgivings there. We've had great ham in Richmond.
Oh. See, we're putting people together here. Thank
yes.
you, Megan.
Bye, Megan.
Thanks. Let's go back to the phones. We are raising money tonight for the library.
What do we want to raise money for?
Probably a library.
I want to raise money for United Federation, United for Libraries. It's called UFL. And I will take a selfie on the street if you give me money for the libraries. Initially, I was for the... I'm not joking.
No, literally.
No,
people come up
serious.
To her and they're
like
can I have a selfie? And then she's like, yeah, if you give me cash for
and it's hard
a
now
library.
Because people don't carry cash. But I say, I'm so sorry. I can't oblige.
She's not going to do it if you
no.
don't give her the coins. And then she puts it in her bra.
And I send like $700 a month to the American Library Association. But really, I send it to United for Libraries, which is how our libraries are now supported. So I'm happy to take selfies. Not that you want a selfie,
yes.
but
yes.
if you see me on the street,
yes.
make sure you've got cash.
Back to the phones. Yes, back to the
back
phones.
To the
yes,
phones.
Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Sheila from Minnesota.
Hey, Sheila, what's your question?
Oh. Are you cold?
Hey.
Yeah, are you,
you know
cold?
What? I'm super cozy right now, but Super Bowl's coming and it's going to be freezing.
Yeah, they're at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
Is,
yeah.
Pardon?
If you weren't wearing your fabulous SJP shoes, what brand would you be wearing?
Oh, my. I'd probably be hoping to borrow a pair from Manolo Blahnik.
Right.
Because old habits die hard.
Yes.
And that's my partner, George.
Right.
So what's the waving mean? Over here.
Yeah.
Hey.
They're trying to get you.
Hey, Minnesota.
Should
we go? What? Oh, you're talking to the control room.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to Andrew. You and I. I'd probably be wearing those. I have some nice memories of Minneapolis.
We'll get to those a little bit later. We'll get to those on your next visit. Samantha Brooke tweeted, what is Sarah's go-to makeup item?
Caviar eyeliner from Laura Mercier in Jungle. I
really?
Always have it, yes.
Really?
Because I don't basically wear anything else. I don't normally wear, like, base.
The Ms. Mary Helen on Twitter says, I love you, SJP. What is your favorite fashion trend or style right now?
I don't
now?
Know about trends. I never know about a trend. I'm so sorry.
Pax Binky, will SJP be on Broadway anytime soon?
Funny you should ask.
She's working on a little something, baby. Yeah. Okay. Leslie R. Facebooked and said, is the song Jesse by Joshua Cadison, who you dated in 1993, actually about you, or is this an urban legend?
Wait, I don't know who that person is.
Really? I guess Joshua Cadison wrote a song called Jesse.
I don't think I've ever met
Joshua.
Is Joshua a man?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never met this person.
Okay.
But I'm sure he's terrific. I mean, yes. I don't have any... But that never happened. That to my recollection, I'm pretty clear about who I dated.
Yeah, you are. Should we take a stroll down memory lane of everybody
no.
you dated?
Not that many.
Leslie F. texted, is there one outfit you wore on Sex and the City that you look back on and think, why did I allow myself to wear that? Do you feel good about everything that you wore on Sex and the City?
I don't, but...
You don't.
But I don't care. Because
right.
I loved, like, I... All of it was that, I mean, you know, you when you're working with someone like Pat Field and she's just, you'd do anything. I mean, that's like the beauty of playing a character who has absolutely no concern about what other people think about the way she chooses to present herself. It's like total liberation. So there's like no arrow that hurt.
Heather G emailed, what celebrity have you been most shocked to see in your SJP shoes?
Oh my gosh,
you've had a lot.
Amazing. It's
Sarah
amazing.
Paulson.
Sarah Paulson asked. She sent her a pair of the Anahita. Kerry Washington has been wonderful and wears them a lot. Gail King wears them.
Can we clear something up?
Yes.
You made a pair called the Andes.
Yeah.
And they didn't sell
have a lot of
very
success.
Well.
No. Yeah.
They just didn't catch on.
No, so we won't revisit that name.
Yeah, no, I know you've been very clear about that. Yeah. Yes.
That was a fine shoe, but it was I think it was terracotta. The color was terracotta. I don't know. You know.
Is there one thing you've learned about kind of retail sales that you, it's a minute 30 until midnight.
Retail sales, I've learned more than one thing. I mean, you learn a huge amount about, I mean, every retail partner is different. Every, you know, customers in Florida are different, obviously, than customers. And it's an endless education. It's amazing because you're learning an entirely new, it's like another career.
I have a good show idea.
Oh, what?
Do, like, you know how the Kardashians have, like, the Dash dolls? And they're, like, the girls who work at their stores. You could do a reality show of the girls who sell SJP shoes.
Oh.
And then you come in and you're, like, the Lisa Vanderpump, but your own...
My own version of Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah. I'm so distracted. Yeah. I don't feel like I could... I mean...
Yeah, that's not your thing.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
I do. I mean, this is the bunny or the rabbit.
Oh, I will touch that. No, I'm terrified of that. Isn't that all bad mojo all over it?
Yes, it does. But, I mean, it's rabbit, so I'm just going to hold it.
Okay, all right.
It's almost time. Oh, what's your Brooke Shields story?
I was on a show with her, Bill Boggs.
Oh, my God.
Early in our careers, yeah.
Okay.
And
local New York.
And I was doing Annie, and she was everything.
Yes.
And she smelled good, and she wore, like, really lovely fragrance. And and I kept twisting my chair, and she was such a professional that she just very carefully held my chair steady.
This has been an amazing... What?
Rabbit.
Oh, my God. Welcome to February, everybody. I want to thank Sarah Jessica Parker and our beautiful queens, Carrie Dragshaw, Heidi O, and Chelsea Pierce. Watch Divorce on HBO. See ya, everybody. That was amazing. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.